The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Well, Johnny, I said that we're going to be doing collaborations or wannabe collaborations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I personally think this one's a long shot, but you may disagree. Bebe Rexha says she wants to record with other stars besides Florida Georgia Line. I love how that's put out there, like, anyone else? Anyone else besides them? And she says specifically she would love to collaborate with Destiny's Child if they ever put another album out.
I could see that happening.
I feel like Destiny's Child will have a list, like a line out the door wrapped around the building to collaborate with them. And I don't know that Bebe Rexha will make it to the top of the heap.
That is possible, yeah. I mean, I could see that happening because I could see, like, obviously, like, Kelly Clarkson and...
Like, old-school, you know, OG singers are going to want to be in on this. And I don't... Bebe Rexha is kind of a newcomer. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they'll be wanting to mix it up a little bit.
There is
stay
a chance
relevant.
Because they are getting back together, sort of. I hear they're going on tour with Beyonce and Jay-Z for a little while. So maybe a new album might happen.
Okay.
And you might see something like that. Speaking of Florida Georgia Line, the guys in Florida Georgia Line told Billboard magazine that they want to record with Bruno Mars.
So this is basically Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line not wanting to collaborate with each other again.
Yeah, they're like, now that we have made a great collaboration, we like to branch out and collaborate some more. Florida Georgia Line is known for collaborating a lot with pop artists, and they say that Bruno is one of the best in the game, in our opinion. At any time we get to collaborate, it's not only for them, it's for us, and it's to learn and to grow and to try to be better yourself. And there's a lot that we could learn from Bruno Mars.
Well, I want to see all these collaborations happen. All good stuff.
I don't know, man. The Florida Georgia Line, Bruno Mars
thing. See, now you're the unbeliever.
I don't. It's not that I don't see it happening. I just don't really... want to see it. I think they're okay in their realms.
Bruno Mars does have a very specific sound.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, but they could get creative and make it happen. I don't know.
I think the funky sound that that Bruno Mars had mixed with the country sound of Florida Georgia Line, I just don't see that meshing to make a good song.
Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah,
we'll, it's not up to us.
Yeah, that's true. It's not.
We have opinions, but we don't make the rules.
If it was up to us, probably neither of those things would happen.
Yeah.
But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.